Shelley Shepherd Gray is in the studio with me tonight. She's one of our New York Times and USA Today best-selling Cincinnati authors who's written several dozen books by my count. She's going to talk with us tonight about the first two books in her latest series. The series is titled Amish Brides of Pinecraft, and the first two books are The Promise of Palm Grove and The Proposal at Siesta Key. Shelley, it's always delightful to see you back again.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I love visiting with you.
So I think many folks like me are going to be surprised at the geographical setting of these novels, because I think when we think of Amish communities, we think of them in northern Indiana, northern Ohio. Where is this, and how did you happen to discover it? How did you go there?
Oh, this is kind of a fun story. This whole series of books, there's four books out this year, is in Pinecraft, and people might not have heard of Pinecraft, but it's actually in the heart of Sarasota, Florida. It's kind of funny how this all came to be. One day, I was up in Sugar Creek visiting my Amish friend, and she actually had me over for breakfast. So I was sitting there eating with her, and she had her daughter there who was in her 30s and a couple of her granddaughters. Anyway, we're just eating cinnamon rolls and whatnot, and all of a sudden I just kind of kept looking at her daughter, who was tan. And this was about the end of February, and I knew how cold it had been in Cincinnati. I knew it was even snowier up there. I couldn't figure it out, and I didn't want to be real intrusive, and then I finally just couldn't take it anymore. And I said, "Why are you tan?" And her daughter looked at me, and she goes, "Oh, we just came back from Pinecraft." And I had this dazed expression, like, "I don't know what you mean." She goes, "Oh, it's in Florida. We just got back from spring break." So that was a big aha moment for me. Yeah. I didn't realize that the Amish liked to vacation and go to the beach, which now that I think about it, it's kind of silly. I mean, of course they were going to love that. They showed me brochures about the Pioneer Trails bus. There's buses that run all the way from Sugar Creek and different parts of Indiana, all the way down to Sarasota. And in the winter, in the snowbird time, there'll be several runs a week. It's amazing.
The Orange Blossom Inn is really at the center of this. So who operates it? And she actually gets some startling news during the course of this first novel.
Yes. The book opens with my heroine, Beverly Overholt, and she is the central character in all four novels. She finally gets her own romance and happy ending in book four. But she owns the Orange Blossom Inn, which I definitely made up. There is no actual inn of that name there in Pinecraft. But what she does figure out is that this inn that she thought that was hers actually was not hers. It had been left to someone else, and the person who she had been running it for had passed away and neglected to tell her that little detail. It was really fun writing about a whole community in Pinecraft and just trying to come up with all different tastes of that community. It's such a different place for the Amish because it's a real melting pot of Amish around the country. And unlike us, we keep in touch with everyone from Facebook and the internet and cell phones and whatnot. The Amish do not. So when you're in Pinecraft, you'll see all different kinds of Amish dresses, different caps, and people just visit. And a lot of times they'll see each other every year. They're friends from Pennsylvania or Indiana. It's really a fun place.
Like a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
In The Promise of Palm Grove, Leona Aurelius at the center of this also. She has a fiancé, but she also has a change of heart. So tell us a little bit about Leona and Zach.
I wanted to have a heroine for this first book arrive on the bus, just like a reader who might be brand new to Pinecraft be visiting for the first time. So she was intentionally a new visitor to Pinecraft because I wanted the reader to see everything there through her eyes. Now, yes, she is an engaged woman, and I guess I wanted her to be a good girl who was doing what she was supposed to, but the longer she started getting to know her fiancé, or maybe the better she got to get to know him, she was a little disenchanted. So she and her two friends end up going to Pinecraft on kind of a girlfriend getaway, just like any girls might go, just to get away before the wedding preparations get busy. And she almost right away, I think the first night she sees someone who attracts her attention, his name is Zach, and he seems to typify everything that her fiancé is not. And that intrigues her and scares her.
Zach has a sister, actually has two, is a younger sibling that he's very involved in caring for, which was part of his loveliness. But he also has a sister, Violet. I found her fascinating because she also has a love interest, but she's debating about this. What's holding her back?
Well, Zach's sister, Violet, hasn't joined the Amish faith yet. People who might be new to Amish fiction may not realize that one is not Amish until you join the faith, and that is usually not until your early 20s, after you finish your running around years. The Amish know their decision to live apart from most of mainstream society is a difficult choice, so they like young adults to make that decision consciously. What was going on with Violet is she was realizing that she didn't want to join the church. Her parents, I think, just like any parents you might come across in any situation, when you plan something for your kids and then they turn out to have a mind of their own and their own wills, it's a little shift. And that's what is going on in this first book with Violet, is she's making her choice. She knows her parents aren't happy about it, but she knows it's what she needs to do. And her parents have to readjust their thinking for their wish for her future.
In the second book, we again have a female character, her name is Penny, who also is coming into a mind of her own. She has moved there with her parents after a particularly horrendous happening in their lives. So what has caused them to move to Pinecraft?
Poor Penny. I guess when I started to write A Proposal of Siesta Key, I should backtrack a little bit. My husband and I went to Pinecraft last year and spent 5 days there, and just so happened my Amish friends were there. And so they took us all around, and we spent one evening at Pinecraft Park, and Tom and I were probably the only Englishers there. But because we were with my friend Clara, she introduced us to everyone, and they were visiting. Anyway, there we were. All of a sudden, people started filling up this pavilion, and I wasn't really sure what was going on, but everyone seemed real excited. And it was a Mennonite family coming to kind of give a show, more or less. The father is giving a testimony about some hard times he had been through, and they seemed kind of larger than life. So that was how I came up with the Knox family. I wanted to have a hero who was a little larger than life, almost kind of like a famous Mennonite person.
Yeah.
But he had had some trials. And because of that, I knew I needed a heroine who was worthy of him. And that's how I came up with poor Penny's horrendous experience. And that was just, I think, probably pulled out of the headline. I was reading USA Today, and it seems like every couple of weeks or months, you'll hear about a child or someone who's been abducted. And that is what had happened to her sister and ultimately killed. You find this out at the beginning of the book. And her family moved in order to get away from all the memories. So that is the basis of my two characters. They had both gone through a lot of difficult things in their lives. And Penny, it's that first moment when she decides she needs to make a change. When I talk to new writers, I always caution them. I said, the book begins when something new happens. And this proposal at Siesta Key is a good illustration of that. The book doesn't start the day before she makes a change. The book starts the moment she decides to make a change.
I also love that there's an annotated map that is in The Promise of Palm Grove and five places you don't want to miss in that community and a recipe for a chocolate pecan pie. So what could be sweeter than that? I am so delighted to talk with you again tonight. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to visit with you always. And I hope people will get intrigued by this area and pick up one of the books.
Yes. Yeah. And two more to come.
Yes.
I have been talking with Shelley Shepherd Gray about her latest two novels, The Promise of Palm Grove and The Proposal at Siesta Key. You'll find more information about them at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray for Around Cincinnati.